Chevron shares are in focus as the oil giant holds an investor day in New York City. Ahead of its meetings with the street, the company lifted its annual stock buyback guidance to a range of $5 billion to $10 billion. Prior guidance called for $3 billion to $5 billion. It also disclosed a $3 billion purchase of biodiesel maker Renewable Energy Group. Joining us now is Chevron CFO Pierre Breber down at the New York Stock Exchange. Pierre, nice to see you here this morning. To say the very least, there is a lot going on in the oil markets. We're seeing a lot of calls on Wall Street for oil going to $120 a barrel, to $150 a barrel because of what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. Help us understand how high is high in the oil market.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, markets are always volatile. Undoubtedly, there's geopolitics that are raising the prices now. We want the war in Russia and Ukraine to end as soon as possible. But this was started well before the Russia-Ukraine crisis. We've seen demand recovering very strongly as the world economies open up. And supply is responding, but supply is lagging. So we're seeing an upcycle now, but we expect prices to moderate over time.
Pierre, I want to dive right in and ask you directly about the Russia-Ukraine situation. It's my understanding that most of your exposure in the region is from actually oil fields in Kazakhstan that then, and then there's a pipeline that heads through Russia to the Black Sea. Talk to me about that exposure, how you were thinking about it right now, and whether even if you wanted to, there would be a way for you to work around that holding.
We don't have any production in Russia, unlike some of our other peers. But you're right, we have a big operation in Kazakhstan with other international partners. And the transit route out of Kazakhstan is in part through Russia. That's really world infrastructure. It's really infrastructure that's necessary, just like natural gas is continuing to be piped into Europe. It's important for those barrels to flow, and our operations are continuing unimpacted.
And so, pardon me, just to be clear then, there's no plan to shut down that pipeline, for example, or find, looking at a map, it's difficult to see another way to get the oil from Kazakhstan to some kind of seaway. But just to be clear here, there are no plans to change that.
Again, the pipeline is operating right now. It's the primary route for Kazakhstan crude to get to world markets. And the world needs the barrels, and the energy is flowing just like other energy flows are continuing.
To that end, Pierre, the demand continues to be strong, like you mentioned earlier on, but you did hold your CapEx guidance, I believe, for this year pretty steady. Why not increase that, just given how prices and demand are right now?
Our capital is up 30% versus last year. It's within the guidance that we've given. So we have a significant increase of capital, both in this country and around the world. And we're growing our production. Our traditional production is going to be up 2 to 5% this year when you exclude some international contracts that are expiring. And we're investing in new energy. So we can really do it all. We can invest in traditional oil and gas. We can invest in new energies like our major acquisition we announced yesterday. We can grow the dividend. And we can buy back shares. And so we're doing it all.
Take us through that acquisition that you did make yesterday, a biodiesel maker here. How does it fit into your operations and your longer-term plans?
Well, last fall, we laid out an energy transition strategy. And as part of that, we set a target to have 100,000 barrels a day of renewable fuels. And so in combination with REG and the activities that we have ongoing, and we also announced a joint venture with Bunge, we're building up that business. And so that's going to be a big business that's going to help meet customers' demand for lower carbon fuels. So like for airlines, for trucking companies, for other uses that replace diesel with a lower carbon alternative. Now, we'll sell a lot of traditional diesel also, but there's customer demand for this. And so we're growing it, and we're really excited by the REG acquisition and working with them to really have a premier renewable fuels offering for customers.
So, Pierre, as you look at the balance of fuel sources going forward, because I know you guys are targeting 10% growth in your shale operations this year as well. So it's not like it seems like you're growing everything. It's not as though you're cutting back on traditional fossil fuels, right, as you also ramp up. It's an and rather than an or strategy, it seems to me. What does the appropriate mix look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, for example?
Well, again, we laid out 2030 targets as part of our energy transition, but you're right. We intend to do both. We have a traditional energy growth, I said 2 to 5% this year, but it's really 3% compounded over the next 5 years, and the world needs this energy, and so we're going to provide that. At the same time, the world wants lower carbon energy, and we're growing that. It's from a smaller base, but it's growing faster, and we can do that with an efficient capital program, growing the dividend. We increased it 6% earlier this year. It's up almost 20% since COVID, and as you said, the increase in the buyback, $5 to $10 billion. So we really can do it all. We're a much better company than we were even pre-COVID, both in terms of our ability to generate free cash flow. We had record free cash flow last year, could be even higher this year, and invest in new energies like the acquisition we just announced yesterday.
Here, we had the Goldman Sachs team on, and they were talking a good bit how the market is still undersupplied given where demand is. And I believe they called out potential for a super spike in oil prices. Is that something you see in the cards here at any point this year?
So I've been in the business 32 years, and our commodity has cycle. That's the nature of it. And we saw the reverse when COVID hit and the world shut down. Demand moves a lot faster than supply, and that's why you saw prices go as low as they were and famously negative one day. And now we're seeing the reverse. We're seeing demand recover much faster. Supply is catching up, but there's a lag in terms of the investment cycle. So again, we're doing our part. Our capital's up 30%. We're growing our production. And I think over time, you'll see supply respond and markets will rebalance.
All right, we'll leave it there. Chevron CFO Pierre Breber, good to see you. Good luck at your Investor Day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.